Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. My name's Austin.
And my name's BJ.
And this week we're deciding to chat about the best Dragon Quest games on the Nintendo Switch. This is something that multiple people have asked us before, like what our opinions are on it. And we've like given them answers directly, but never just decided to do like a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
And so this seemed like a good chance to maybe do that, because number one, there's like a ton of Dragon Quest games on the Switch, and not that I wouldn't love more, don't get me wrong there. and number two, there's a really, really good chance we're getting a Switch successor next year, so it seems like a good time to be talking about the best games that you can play on Switch right now, whether you're new to the Dragon Quest series or just maybe played one of them and looking where to go next.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good ones to choose from. Also, I just wanted to give a couple shout outs real quick. Number one to Vincent, who sent me some really nice messages on LinkedIn, who listened to the podcast and been talking with them a lot about Dragon Quest lately. So just shout out there. And then also to Derek, who I actually work with, but sent me a really nice message, started listening to the podcast while having to wait in a long line for like doing IRS paperwork, and a really nice message about how this podcast helped the time go by and that he really enjoyed it.
Which is so sweet. And like that makes me feel really good to know that, like, at the very least we're helping someone in a really terrible situation. And by terrible situation, I mean dealing with the IRS.
Yes. Shout outs to Vincent and to Derek for sending really nice messages here lately about the podcast. And thanks for listening. But yeah, so best Dragon Quest games on Switch. I think we probably would start with the most obvious one here, which would be Dragon Quest XI S.
Yeah.
Definitive Edition, right?
Though you said
Dragon Quest XI S Echoes of an Elusive Age Definitive Edition. I think that's the whole thing. Yes, I did. I said recently that I prefer the vanilla.
Yeah, so it's funny to me to actually list this one as the one to play on Switch.
Well, the vanilla version isn't on Switch, and
I played it on PC. That's right.
So I think I would say Dragon Quest XI S, even though I do personally prefer the vanilla version, I think that's probably the best one on Switch to play. Especially if you've never played a Dragon Quest game. I mean, go buy 11S right now and play it on Switch.
Yeah, do it, please.
But also just in general, I do feel like the Switch version is a little bit superior, just because it is a long game. And if you're like us and you have a busy life, and even if you don't, but you just like playing handheld, it's just like there's a lot of like convenience with just being able to sleep games. Like anytime, like I think I said in maybe last week's episode or some episode, that like length is really the deciding factor for me a lot of times with if I'm playing it on Switch or like PS5 or something. And like this is one that I think does play better on Switch, just because I like playing longer games on Switch, because I like being able to sleep it, and play it in handheld means I'm not hogging the TV so much in the living room or whatever. And so it's just like, I don't know, it's a convenience thing.
It is. Like, that is almost entirely the benefit of the Switch to me, is I play on the TV a good amount. Like Jennifer and I'll play two-player games and things like that. But whenever I like pick a game on the Switch and I choose the Switch version over like the PS5 version or the PC version, it is 95% of the time going to be because it's handheld, like regardless of every other feature that's there. And so you had mentioned the Switch, successor maybe coming out next year, I'm so worried it's not going to have a an actual handheld version of it like the Switch has spoiled us to. I mean, even the Wii U gamepad I like, because I don't like take the Switch places very often. So like even the gamepad having that option of handheld was awesome. So I'm very worried that Nintendo is going to pull a Nintendo and completely switch things up. And I want it to be handheld and have a handheld option so much, for just like you said, for that convenience, and why we suggest this version of DQ11.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel you. I'm concerned because Nintendo's gone to Nintendo, but at the same time, it's like the Switch has sold so well, and that's like the big thing everybody loves about it is being able to switch, like handheld, home console, things like that. And I don't know. I think it's, at this point, I almost feel like it's impossible to go back. And I think if they do go back, they're shooting themselves in the foot here, metaphorically.
Right. I mean,
but yeah.
Yeah, that's a different podcast for a different time, but yeah, it's I'm really, really worried about that, and which makes me think I might end up investing in an OLED Switch after we see what it is, just to keep the highest end Switch portability that I can with the cool games that are there.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a good feeling that Switch successor is gonna have some handheld to it too.
Crossing my fingers, man.
Anyway, so 11S, I know we both love. We agree that's great. You've got, for people who haven't played it, you've got 2D, 3D options. You've got Tickington stuff that was over from the 3DS version, just a little different. You've got super bosses, things like that. You can go through Because of Altar of Ages and play through little tidbits or glimpses from other Dragon Quest worlds, from other Dragon Quest games. So there's a lot of stuff to really enjoy about it. But for the next one that's good for Switch, I have a feeling I know what you're going to say here, but after 11S, what would be your best DQ game on Switch?
Probably at this point, I would say probably like Dragon Quest 3, maybe.
Not Builders 2?
No, Builders... Well, okay. Are we counting down or up? Because that's the thing. I was saving Builders 2 for the, like... top of the list kind of thing. So yeah, if Dragon Quest S, I guess we are. Quest 11S is the best, then absolutely Dragon Quest Builders 2 is right under it. Like, it's still my favorite Dragon Quest game, period. So I highly, highly suggest it. Like, it's just a good game, Like, it's a good RPG on top of everything else.
Yeah, I really enjoy Builders 2 as well. It was kind of, for me, it was... I'm kind of on the fence because I really love Builders 2, but also having 1, 2, and 3 over on Switch has been really nice. I also want to, I guess this is a good time to interject here and say, we're talking about the ones you can play in English that are localized, because there are a lot of good ones in Japanese you can play. Like, I played DQ10 on Switch. I mean, it's in Japanese. Fantastic game, though, but... it's in Japanese. There's also Rivals, which I've also played and is in Japanese. There's the Terry's Wonderland, Dragon Quest Monsters. I guess it's technically a remake.
I totally forgot about that one being Japanese only, the remake. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, in Japanese. So there's some cool games on the Switch. But in today's episode, we're trying to just concentrate on like the best ones that are in English, or at least localized, because I realize a lot of our listenership is from English-speaking countries and Spanish-speaking countries.
Right.
Not so much Japanese countries. But if you're listening from Japan, hello.
Hi.
And so I do want to interject and say that, because there's some awesome games, especially DQ10, that I would highly recommend to anybody, except... it is in Japanese.
Which you can play in America. They've taken off the IP bans, and you can set up a Japanese Nintendo account, log in on the Switch and download it, even on your American Switch right beside, or North American Switch, or I'm assuming your PAL Switch as well, so that you can play it on the same machine, but it is still going to be in Japanese, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Builders 2, I think... is really good. And I think that would probably be my next one as well. I agree with you there. I knew you were going to say that one because I know how much Builders 2 means to you.
Love it.
And yeah, I guess if I'm like it is for someone who's wanting to start a mainline Dragon Quest game on Switch, it's like Builders 2, obviously very different gameplay. I mean, this is kind of like a Minecrafty type, you know, game. But yeah, I think Builders 2, like if I'm just flat out telling people like the best Switch Dragon Quest games, Builders 2 would be right up there near 11S. Yeah.
I actually use it as an either or kind of option. If somebody gives me the whole like, well, you know, Dragon Quest is so it's just the same thing over and over again. You know, the argument of it's not really a like nuke style RPG. I'm like, well, have you tried Dragon Quest Builders 2? Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, Dragon Quest Builders 2? where it's so different, but it still feels like a Dragon Quest game, that it can be a good intro to people who are hesitant for the turn-based, more traditional 11S.
Yeah. I could see that. I guess that is a better tactic as opposed to just like slapping them.
I mean, yeah, I think
Dragon
so.
Dragon Quest is all the same. Slap!
I mean, that and it does, it prevents you from, you know, lawsuits, things like that, too. So
that's true. Whereas I would choose violence.
You choose violence. that's the way. This is the way.
No, I wouldn't slap them, but I would definitely start arguing about why they're wrong. But anyway, yeah, I guess that's fair. I guess that's a good tactic to go with if you're trying to get somebody into something.
Yep.
I definitely think those are kind of like the, if I'm giving somebody like a crash course into Dragon Quest games and they have a Switch, it's like you hand them a copy of 11S, you hand them a copy of Builders 2, and you're like, I'll check back next week for a quiz. Yep. There will be a quiz on this. Yeah, I agree with that. What's the next one for you after this?
If we're looking at English, I'm thinking probably Dragon Quest 3. The remakes that they did that were pseudo mobile ports, I think DQ1-3 is probably the next best, even though DQ Treasures is up there. DQ Treasures is really, really good, but I would still probably be like, hey, you can get these really cheap to give it a shot because they're always on sale.
Yeah, I think that Dragon Quest 3 objectively is the best of that trilogy. And I think that I agree. They're always on sale. Even when they're not, DQ3, I think on Switch is only about $15, which is not, you know, a bad price at all.
I think the first one is usually what, $6.99, $5.99, like normally.
I really like the first Dragon Quest game. Yeah. So that would be like, just it, like personally, if I was choosing the next one, I would go DQ1 just because it's like, it's simple. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, you're still going to have to grind. You're still going to probably die quite a few times. But there are some quality of life features in all of these, like quick save and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can take advantage of.
Thank goodness.
I don't know. The thing with Dragon Quest 1, it's just like, if you want an easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl, like Dragon Quest game, where it's like you spend $6 or $7, even less if you find
$4.99. Actually, I just looked it up. It's $4.99 on Switch, just straight up.
Okay, cool.
For the first one.
So for $5, you buy this game. You have to worry about one character. You go through. You get to see kind of where I realize this is like an updated remake, whatever version of the game. But you get to see where Dragon Quest started. You get to see like the first appearance of these really iconic monsters. You get to see some of the like tropes and just and items and just things that you find in other Dragon Quest games, and you can beat it really, really fast. I mean, even in my first playthrough, which I went in fairly blind with, and you know, there's a couple times I googled some things because I may have gotten stuck, but I wasn't like, you know, reading a guide while I played it, and still I beat it in 10 hours or less. Like, this is not a long game, and now yep. Now I run it really fast, and it's one of those games that like I will boot up on Switch. Now I did it on mobile originally, but now it's on Switch. I'll boot it up on Switch, and it's like, you know what? If I'm in a retro gaming mood, I boot it up. I know where stuff is now. I run through it, and it's like a really fun, easy way to kill like 4 or 5 hours. And then it's just like, you're done, you go home, and and it's like, so I really recommend the first one to people a lot of the time, even though 3 is objectively better, has really good job system, has a really good story. It's a bigger game just in every aspect of the word. But I don't know. There's just something like comforting that I find in DQ1 where it's just like in its simplicity. Like if right. I'm not wanting to, like Dragon Quest 3 is definitely a Dragon Quest game. Like you go from playing 11S to playing 3. And it's like, yeah, you're going to need a solid time commitment. You're going to need time to figure out systems and all these other things. But with like DQ1, it's like you spend $5, you focus on this one character, and you play it. And it's just really quick. And so I do like that about it. But I guess objectively, yeah, I would have to agree with you that 3 is kind of is the better one. But and you can buy these as a set. If you're like really into physical gaming, like
yeah, that's what I've got.
Yeah, you can just I've gotten both, but you can buy the physical version all in one. I think it's like $50 for 3 of them if you want the physical. It is cheaper to just buy them digitally, especially when they're on sale. But even not, it's cheaper still digitally. The other thing with that one is that the other games we've mentioned are on other platforms. Like you can play 11S and Builders 2 on Xbox, on PlayStation, but the 1, 2, and 3 games, as far as I know, are still only, if you don't want to play them on mobile, they're still only on Switch. So you can't go and like BJ mentioned last week or whenever about how much you like trophies, like if trophies is your thing, you can't go download 1, 2, and 3 on your like PS4 or PS5 and try to get trophies for them. So,
right.
I think that is worth mentioning for 1, 2, and 3. It's like the only way to play them if you don't like mobile games.
Yeah, that is true. And on mobile, they are still good. Like, that's the thing. I've got them on mobile as well. And the original trilogy of DQ games is still great on mobile. I prefer them on Switch because it's Switch versus playing in portrait mode on mobile with touch controls. But they are still very good. If that's your thing, you play it one-handed while like nursing a baby. So
I did. Yes. 2 babies because of the twins.
Yeah, oh yeah. It was the twins. It wasn't Naomi. Was it? It was Pokemon was one-handed with Naomi. It was Dragon Quest was the twins. Yep.
Yeah. I played through all of it because you can hold it like vertically. You play it all vertically on your phone and can do it one-handed. It was pretty convenient, yeah, and it's still to this day, 1, 2, and 3 are the only game, Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3 are the only games I've ever played on my phone and, like, beaten, because I tend to download a game. I don't really ever pay for them either. I tend to just download games like DQ Tact, and I'll get really into them for a little while and then just give up on them. So,
yeah,
I mean, they are good, but like I said, I do prefer, now that they're on Switch, I do prefer to play it on Switch. Just because I'd rather play on that than on my phone. And Dragon Quest 2, I don't want to like completely overlook Dragon Quest 2. I also like Dragon Quest 2 and defend Dragon Quest 2. Anybody that knows me knows it's a very memorable Dragon Quest game for me. And there's a lot I really like about it, but just in terms of like, I guess if you're looking to get started in a Dragon Quest game on Switch, like I would not recommend 2, because it is more difficult. It is grindy. It doesn't have as much story as 3 or 11. It's hard to recommend 2 right off the bat as being like, oh, you want to start with a Dragon Quest game on Switch? Start with 2. Like I would.
I don't think I would ever tell somebody that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. But and then you have Treasures. Right. Which I know you mentioned. I love Treasures, okay? Anybody listening knows I love Treasures. I've talked about it constantly. I played it so much. But I still really liked it more than I ever expected to, especially,
right.
You know, like the first 3 hours, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then eventually it kind of gelled with me and I ended up loving it. But like that one's a hard one for me to recommend as well, or even say like it's one of the best Dragon Quest games on Switch. Because it's like, it's a Dragon Quest game on Switch. And it is like, it is fun. It is fun and I really enjoy it, but it's like if I didn't love 11 already and I didn't love Dragon Quest already, like there is nothing in DQ Treasures that would have necessarily been like, ooh, this is really cool. I want to know more about what this, I want to see what all this Dragon Quest is about.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Like it's not like Builders in that it makes you feel like you're playing a Dragon Quest game. It's there if you're a Dragon Quest fan, you see the stuff that's Dragon Quest.
Yes, Dragon Quest Treasures is a game I would recommend to people who are already Dragon Quest fans.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's not a bad game at all. I haven't gone back and actually played it, and I'm kind of sad about that because I want to. And, like, I want to play it, but there are other games that I want to play more. And so it's like, I think about it. It's like, yeah, I should play that. And then I'm like, Fire Emblem Echoes is really good, though. playing that.
You're also currently obsessed with Fire Emblem games.
I'm really like enjoying tactics games. Like, I realized I was playing tactics games before even I got that. Like, I was playing John Wick Hex and the Shadowrun games on the PS5. So it's like I've been in a tactical grid-based RPG mood. So apparently that's just where I am right now.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I go through moods like that, too. I'm very much in a retro, not to go on just a complete tangent right here, but I'm very much in a retro gaming mood right now. And so I've been playing Final Fantasy V a lot and really enjoying that.
So glad you like it.
I got to play Honkai Star Rail this month ahead of release, which was a lot of fun. I just couldn't talk about it until now that's out. And then also I got Trinity Trigger. The devs behind Trinity Trigger sent me a copy of the game. And I downloaded it this morning. I haven't had a chance to play it, but I really want to play Trinity Trigger because it looks cool and has a lot of big names attached to it. But because I've been in such a retro gaming mood, like and Trinity Trigger does kind of feel like an old school like Mana game. It's got
it looks kind of like it.
Yeah, and so I'm eager to try that out. But I've been in such like a retro gaming mood right now, and maybe that's why. In this episode, I'm like, y'all, Dragon Quest 1.
Quest 1
is where it's at. But yeah, it's the kind of mood I've been in lately. And even just talking right now, I'm like, you know, I have these games, like I just mentioned, that I'm playing. I need to play Tears of the Kingdom is out in like 2 weeks. But even just talking right now, I'm like, you know what? I think I might have a spare 4 hours for the first Dragon Quest game again.
Good. Like, I think you might be the only person on the planet who's going to play Dragon Quest 1 instead of Tears of the Kingdom. But
instead. I mean, it'll take me like 4 or 5 hours tops to beat. I mean, I'll have that done by the end of today if I just sat down and like actually play it and do nothing else. But yeah, I don't know. Just I've really been in a mood for like older games, and right. even like the games I'm most excited for. A lot of times I've found here lately, like this year, you and I were talking about games we're looking forward to, and like so many of them, I realize are like re-releases. Of older games, and I don't know. It's kind of the mood I'm in right now. But I totally get with your whole Fire Emblem thing. I do think. You, anybody else that gave up on Treasures, like, yeah, if you like Dragon Quest already, it's a good game. I definitely recommend playing it and beating it. Had a lot of fun with it. It's also one of those games that, like, if you're busy playing other things and you want to just boot up your Switch and go on a treasure hunt for 20 minutes, like, it's very easy to chip away at. And that's really how I played DQ Treasures, especially in the post game, where it was just like I would go through and you know, boot it up for 30 minutes in the afternoons, and I would run around and collect some treasures and explore and do some things, and then I would be done. I wouldn't sit there and play it for 6 hours nonstop or anything like that. And I do think it is a good game, but like of all the Dragon Quest games that are on Switch, like I think that this would probably be, in English at least, like this would be the bottom one for me.
Yeah, probably so. That it's the only one. Well, okay, so what about Dragon Quest Builders 1? So that's one that you still haven't finished, and I haven't either.
I haven't beaten it, you're right. I have it on PS4 and Switch, and originally I was like, you know what, I quit playing on PS4 and I was like, this is a game that I would play more on Switch. Like, that was a big thing, I think, with me with Builders 2, is I was playing on Switch and just could dedicate more time to it. And it's one of those, that I keep meaning to go back to and boot back up and play and all the way through. I enjoy Builders. Yeah. I mean, I would say that Builders 2 is definitely better, but it's also, I mean, it's right up there. I would say, I guess if we're trying to rank them, it would be like 11S, Builders 2, Dragon Quest 3-in-1, Builders, Dragon Quest 2, Dragon Quest Treasures probably, and then 2 last, I guess, if I'm like completely ranking them myself, like it from best to worst there. And again, this is purely just like in like trying to get people into Dragon Quest games on Switch.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, also, you know, I think that's pretty indicative of the quality of them as well. Like in terms of getting people into Dragon Quest, yes, but also like I think that's the quality, kind of the quality of the games going down. I think DQ2 is at the bottom of the list, even under DQ Builders 1.
Yeah, so you would put DQ1 way down at your bottom besides you?
Well, DQ Builders 1.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I haven't played it. Like, I don't know. Like, that's one where I've gotten bits and pieces into it, but I don't have it for Switch.
You watch and me play.
Watch you play a bit of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you watch me play quite a lot of it, I felt like. But maybe not. Maybe I'm imagining you were there.
I think you're imagining I was there because we played the first part of it together. Like, I was there with you and you got to the golem boss at the first world and couldn't beat it, and then we went and did something else.
Yeah, okay.
And that was
the last
I saw of DQ Builders 1 with you.
Okay, yeah, because I made it about like 10, 15 hours into the first Builders game. It's one of those things I'm like, I'm going to play this and I'm going to finally beat it. And then, you know, a new game comes out or something, a different game is out, and I'm just like, nope, got to play this first. But yeah, in my mind, you were there all along.
Aw, sweet. But then if we're talking about the Japanese ones as well, like you've played all of the Japanese DQ games that are on there, haven't you? Like, you've even got the Monsters remake.
Played, like tried, yes. Beaten, no. I've not beaten all of these. But yeah, and Rivals. Rivals is kind of one of those games that it's like a mobile-y game that it's, you know, also on Switch. And yeah, I mean, I played it for a while and it was fun, but I've not, you know, dedicated a lot of time to it or anything.
Not really worth dealing with the Japanese to play it. Like, I played it for just a little while, but ended up not dealing a whole lot with the Japanese myself. Like, I enjoyed the gameplay. I enjoyed the cards, but, you know, I had no idea what they were doing. So I just kind of threw everything onto the field and played for a while, used Google Translate, and then really didn't go back because, you know, Japanese.
Yeah, if I'm ranking the Japanese games, I think it would be Dragon Quest X for sure, then Monsters, and then Rivals. And there may be, now that I'm talking about it, I feel like there's probably some other Japanese Switch games. Maybe like Battle Road or some of those, maybe, I don't know, but those are the three Japanese Switch games off the top of my head that I know I've played and have checked out. And yeah, definitely DQ10 up there, Monsters, and then Rivals. And I think that, it'd be really hard to integrate those into my English list for Dragon Quest games on Switch, just because it's like, because they're in Japanese, there's a certain, you know, amount of stuff lost, I guess, in it, where it's like, I don't understand the language. Yes, I had fun with 10, but if I knew it in English, like, would I enjoy it even more than 11? Because the games are work because I don't know the language.
Right.
So it would be hard to like smush those in to my English ranking and know where they fit, really.
Based on how much I've watched you play it and heard you play about 10, I could see it being above Treasures in terms of enjoyment and just being able to get something out of it.
Yeah, I think 10, if I was just like going in terms of like how much fun I've had with these games, I think I'd probably put 10 up right up there, like near 11. I mean, I had a lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with 10, spent a lot of time in it, especially back at like the height of the pandemic when I was stuck in a house 24/7.
And, that's true.
You know, first figuring out how to play the game, like I got really obsessed with it there for a good chunk of the year. So, I mean, I've very much had fun with it. Monsters games, I've always had a hard time clicking, you know, so I, yeah. And this one's in Japanese, so it's not like I have been, so I would not put that one super high up on my list as opposed to like Builders 2 and Builders and DQ 1 through 3 and Treasures and stuff. But, and then Rivals is just not my kind of game. Like, it's fun. Right. If it was in English, like Tact, it would be one of those games that I would play. I would download and I would play for a little while, and then I would probably give up on fairly soon thereafter. Yeah. Maybe dedicate 10 hours of my life to it before I move on to something else.
And then later this year, we're going to have to at least revise a little bit and see where Infinity Strash comes along in this with the Switch version.
Yeah, we'll have Infinity Strash, and then hopefully that DQ3 remake.
Yeah,
hopefully be around before too much longer. So that'll be
not sure why I'm expecting it to be next year at this point, but maybe it will be this year.
I mean, it will be next year for sure. There's like I have no hope at all that it's coming out this year at all. But if you want to know why, you gotta listen to last week's episode. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. If you are looking for good recommendations for Dragon Quest games on Switch, hopefully this helped you out. And even if you played them all and you agree or disagree with us, let us know. We're on Twitter at Dragon Quest FM. You can find us over on Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And a huge shout out to all our patrons. Spotify does this thing now, Q&A, where you can say what you think about the episode. And I noticed lately that people have been doing that. So thank you to people who've actually left us notes. They've all been really nice so far too, aww, which is cool. But anyway, if you want to leave them there, we also see those now. So if you want to share your own rankings with us, we'd love to see that. And if you want to talk to me personally, I'm still around Twitter sometimes at Dragon Quaston.
Yeah, and I am there as at Professor Beej whenever I think to open the app. And you can find us on Discord at discord.geektogeekmedia.com. And like you said, on Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, all.